Hello and good afternoon from Proactive New York. Joining me today is Grant Johnson, CEO at Esports Entertainment Group. Grant, good to see you. How are you?
It's always good to see you, Christine. Good. Thanks for asking. How about you?
I am good. Thanks for asking as well. Today, we are talking about your fourth quarter and year-end results. You did bring in a net revenue of $8.8 million for the quarter, a 63% quarter-on-quarter increase. And for the year, you brought in $16.8 million. What are you attributing this growth to?
Well, the big driver for the growth is the revenue coming from the acquisitions. As you remember, in Q3, we acquired Lucky Dino. So we had a whole quarter of the revenues from Lucky Dino. And then we had half a quarter of the revenues with Helix and GG Circuit as well. So those were the two major driving factors in that strong earnings quarter.
So you've given guidance already for 2022. Yes. How do you expect to hit this guidance?
Keep in mind, we have the other transaction you see on my shoulder here, the Bethart Group, and those revenues will be reflected in the earnings coming out shortly, because Q1 is being reported in November, and it'll include 2.5 months of the Bethart revenue, and then going forward we'll have full quarters of Bethart, Lucky Dino, GG Circuit continues to grow. Helix numbers are getting better as people go back into, we'll call it, normal and attending events, etc. And we have a lot of other organic growth that's taking place, with our efforts with the pro teams, etc. So quarter over quarter, we're very excited about the growth. We think we're going to be able to continue that trajectory, which is why we reaffirmed that we believe that the 100 million is still good guidance for this fiscal year.
Yeah, that's a 490% increase. So big jump there.
I think a lot of people, clearly a lot of people felt that there was a lot of hyperbole in there, and I was exaggerating a lot of things, but now people can see the facts are, we are growing at that rate. We did acquire these entities. They are revenue producing. So, and there are, groups that, they have an agenda to make it that, they want to drive the share price down. They hire people to go in and say negative things, and now they have less to talk about.
Well, how big of a part do you think your crypto mining applications will play in this?
It's a nice, solid piece of revenue. Since we announced it in May, a million mined, and we're still growing. The GG Circuit infrastructure is still adding more and more centers. So we expect that to continue to grow. It is exceeding our expectations. We were very pleased. That's 200,000 a month mined. So it's just a nice side piece of revenue that unto itself is substantially bigger than some entire company's earnings for the year. And I don't want to point out any particular symbol, but there's a company that has 3 times our market cap, and they make less than we do in cryptocurrency as their entire revenue platform. So,
is there a goal you have in mind in terms of the amount of centers that you'd like to reach?
Well, clearly we'd like 100% participation from the GG Circuit. I don't know if that's I don't know if that's going to happen, but we have been approached by other groups that have not been clients previously, but are they're attracted now to join up with GG Circuit. The software is the gold standard of the industry, but now this is one extra carrot, let's call it, one incentive for them to join up. So we are using it to, it is driving some sales with GG Circuit for new client onboarding. So I do expect that number to continue growing strong. And, right now we're doing about 200,000 a month. I expect that number to get higher into the mid 6 figures by the end of this fiscal year on a monthly basis.
And just back to esports, we are seeing coronavirus cases pare down a bit.
Yes.
An explosion in cases recently from the Delta variant. Is there esports after coronavirus?
Definitely there is. And keep in mind, a lot of esports does take place online. So the industry continues to grow, no question. It's also clearly COVID had an effect on physical gatherings. that's which impacted Helix Centers, most of the parts of our operations. It is the Helix Centers are getting back more to normal in terms of smaller events. The bigger events with the publishers, et cetera, that's starting to be planned. So that is starting to take place. We'll see more of that schedules coming online 2022. We're starting to see a lot of bookings coming into the centers. So I would say by the end of, mid to end of 22, we'll be fully normal, whatever that means, in terms of the number of people, feeling comfortable going back to do events. We've been watching pro sports, of course, as you know, and the NFL games are all sold out. They're packing the stands as long as people have their vaccines. And if they don't, they wear their mask or stay home. So I would think that we'll see the same type of thing taking place in esports.
People are really anxious to get back. Anything else we should be keeping our eyes on?
I think it'll be interesting to see we've got the fall schedule set up for the tournaments for the teams finally. And that news will be coming out this month. So the fans of the teams will be able to see when they can join a tournament. And we'd be more than happy to have them join.
Great to hear. Grant, great to catch up. Thanks a lot.
Been a while. Thank you. Have a good day.